Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Donald Trump is quite literally storming away from the media after they pointed out that the negotiations in Islamabad are falling through very, very quickly. None other than J.D. Vance and Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, are over in Pakistan for trilateral negotiations with Iran, led by Ghalibaf, the Speaker of the Parliament of Iran. Now, these negotiations reportedly very quickly hit a halt, and this only proves what I've been saying for a while. We have lost this war. We may have the stronger military. We may have taken out some of their military installments and installations, but at the end of the day, we have lost this war when Iran is in a spot where they control the Strait of Hormuz. Listen, I got slack for this on mainstream media the other day. Donald Trump is out there saying every single day, we've won this war. We've won. It is over. But when I go onto mainstream media, like the clip I'm about to play, and I say that we've lost this war, I get heat. So if you appreciate the truth, if you appreciate independent media for living and surviving on YouTube, on Substack, on these different platforms, then make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed. Check out me getting some heat on mainstream media for saying that we've lost, which is the truth. And then we'll break down Trump's clip.
That just started, spiking diesel prices. This war that we've effectively lost as the Strait of Hormuz is still closed. Iran is still gaining riches and Donald Trump backed down.
Lost the war.
None of this is good. Is the Strait of Hormuz open or closed, Ben?
You just said we lost the war. We've not lost the war. By the way, the Strait of Hormuz has had multiple
Ben?
Ships going through today, yesterday, and the day before. So they've been reopening
it
back
down
up.
And
you know
the United
that.
States can't
hold
get
on,
any
on.
Shipping through.
One at a time. But also, Adam, look, you don't need to say we lost the war. You get into Senator Murphy territory there.
Yeah,
the military is achieving objectives. The question is America better off financially with what's going on right now? And is there an opportunity in that, Adam, for Democrats in the midterms?
I'll answer that, but it's not Senator Murphy territory to point out that 86-year-old Khamenei was replaced by his 30-year younger son,
True.
Who is more radical.
True.
The regime is still standing. They
True.
Still have enriched uranium and
True.
The knowledge to build nukes, and they have control over the Strait of Hormuz that
All
they're
true.
Tooling and getting richer off of. This is
All
not
true.
A victory. And I want to very quickly lay out a more affirmative message for Democrats rather than just tearing down Trump, because it's only fair. I kind of touched on this last night, but Democrats should run on a very vicious anti-corruption campaign.
All right, I say the truth, and I'm the bad guy there. Now let's listen to the President of the United States trying to gaslight all of the American people into thinking that we've won. I will thoroughly debunk this even further in just one moment. Take a listen.
We're going to see what happens. We're in very deep negotiations with Iran. We win regardless. We've defeated them militarily. They've dropped a couple of water mines. You call them water mines in the boat. We've defeated all of their water boats, too. Their Navy has gone 158 ships. They have 28 water droppers, mine droppers, they call them. All of them are sunk. They probably have a couple of mines in the water. We have minesweepers out there. We're sweeping the strait. In addition to that, we're negotiating whether we make a deal or not. It makes no difference to me. And the reason is because we've won. Whether you listen to the fake news or not, you know, it's amazing. Their credibility is down to 13%. The media credibility down to 13%. Think of it. We defeated their Navy. We defeated their Air Force. We defeated their anti-aircraft.
Okay, we have debunked these points so many times. Trump has been saying we've won every single week since this war began. Their Navy was 50-plus years old. Their Air Force was 60-plus years old. You can look this up. They were ancient. The Navy that actually matters is the IRGC Navy that is still blocking the strait when it needs to. The United States has ceded regional leverage to Iran, and now they are tolling the Strait of Hormuz, gaining millions of dollars, potentially billions of dollars over the next year or so. They are in a stronger position to negotiate, and the 86-year-old leader was replaced with someone 30 years younger. The rest of the parliament is still in place, and Donald Trump is just lying. And really quickly, when I first started to scale my business, one of the hardest parts was realizing how many jobs I had to do at once. I had to create the content, I had to set up the brand, the schedule, distribute it all, make the website, and then I learned that Shopify can help me consolidate all of that and make it very, very simple. Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, from household names to some of the most mainstream brands that you'll see. 10% of all e-commerce in the United States is run through Shopify, and it gives you hundreds of ready-to-use templates and AI tools to help you write out product descriptions. You can start your business with the best business partner possible and check out Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month at Shopify.com/Mockler. It'll be in the description. Again, Shopify.com/Mockler. Again, you can check out product descriptions, you can make page headlines, you can enhance your product photography, set up your entire business by just going to Shopify.com/Mockler. Back to the video. Thank you all. Even Fox News calls out his lies in this clip when he's storming away. Listen, they point out the contradiction on Fox News by saying, hey, Trump just claimed that their leaders are all dead, but a couple of their leaders are actually in Pakistan right now.
President Trump there about to board Marine One. He'll head to Andrews Air Force Base and then down to Miami for a UFC fight this evening. The president there talking about the war, the progress of the war in Iran. He said their leaders are all dead, but a couple of their leaders are actually in Pakistan right now, meeting with his vice president to talk about some kind of a deal to end the war. We'll see what happens.
I mean, dude, this guy is going to a UFC match in the middle of negotiations that he sent his vice president to, very literally staking J.D. Vance's career on these negotiations. He's either going to be Neville Chamberlain and give too much ground and just cede everything, or the war is going to restart, which would be absolutely horrifying. Donald Trump then talks about reopening the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, dude, he's been saying this for weeks and weeks and weeks that we don't need it, but then we can reopen it whenever we want, but then we don't even use it, but then they need to do it immediately. It's just all contradictory.
The media, credibility down to 13%. Think of it. We defeated their Navy. We defeated their Air Force. We defeated their anti-aircraft. We defeated their radar. We defeated their leaders. Their leaders are all dead. And now all we do is we'll open up the strait even though we don't use it, because we have a lot of other countries in the world that do use it that are either afraid or weak or cheap. I don't know what it is, but we were not helped by NATO, that I can tell you.
Yeah, the other countries in the world are the cheap ones.
How do you know that? Why do you say that? Why do you say that? You don't know anything. Who are you with?
NBC News, Philly Circuit.
ABC?
NBC.
Well, let's make news.
Mr. President.
Let me just tell you. We win. No matter what. We've defeated their military. They have no Navy.
He's walking around in circles just saying the same shit like a demented lunatic. You know, this is all just a media strategy. He's walking from camera to camera trying to pick battles with the media because that's his way of gaining attention at the end of the day.
No Air Force. Their leaders are all dead.
Saying the same shit over and over. Trump responds to a reporter asking about the possibility of China sending weapons to Iran.
Let's see what happens. But from my standpoint, I don't care. Well, if China does that, China's going to have big problems, okay?
It's funny. Russia was the one that was giving Iran intelligence, helping them strike U.S. soldiers at the beginning of this war. Multiple U.S. soldiers died, over a dozen, because of strikes, very potentially because of intelligence that Russia gave Iran. We have a coalition of enemies that are building, yet our president is storming off on camera because he's senile, demented, and he's more focused on going to a UFC match? Are we joking? He's running off going to a UFC match while J.D. Vance is very likely fumbling the ball over in Islamabad. I don't know about you guys, but I don't have much faith in J.D. Vance to bring this home in any meaningful capacity. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the debates that we bring on the Adam Mockler feed, if you appreciate the facts that we bring on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We will continue to punch back against MAGA every single day. I love you all, and peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.